This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial toll-free to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
And the wise janitor, Johnny Ray.
Always good to have you here, Johnny Ray. Mark Edge, our normal co-host, is at his fireman's thing tonight, so we probably won't be hearing from him. But plenty of time for your calls and thoughts about whatever you'd like to discuss. Some not-so-good news for fans of Uber, the ride-sharing service, very popular ride-sharing service. Got an update on their continued saga in multiple fronts. They continue to fight against old, outdated taxicab and limousine regulations
right. To
make life very difficult for them. We can give you an update on their situation. Of course, your calls are welcome. And the criminalization of parenthood, I teased this one last night, and we never really got to it. So I would like to get to that. Plus, Johnny Ray, you want to talk about voting and the positives and the negatives.
Yeah, there's a philosophical opinion piece that I read yesterday at my favorite libertarian aggregating news site that I brought in to share with all of us.
So you can, of course, take control of the airwaves here. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in the ways that you want. This is actually an article from Radley Balco, who used to work for Reason. I don't know if he still does, but he's now working over the Washington Post.
Police state expert.
He's great at covering the rise of the police state. I mean, it's a terrible topic to have to read about, but as far as people that are covering it in depth, Radley Balco is one of them. He's the guy who brought the 40,000 police raids per year. He brought that number forward, so he's been doing some really great work. He says a couple of the themes we explore here at The Watch, that's the name of his column at The Washington Post, are the increasing criminalization of just about everything and the use of the criminal justice system to address problems that were once and better handled by families, friends, communities, and other institutions. A few examples from recent headlines show those themes intersecting with parenthood. The first story comes from South Carolina, where a mother was jailed and charged with unlawful conduct toward a child for leaving her 9-year-old daughter alone to play in a park. Lenora Skenazzi of Free Range Kids comments, "Here are the facts. Deborah Harrell works at McDonald's in North Augusta, South Carolina. For most of the summer, her daughter had stayed there with her, playing on a laptop that Harrell had scrounged up the money to purchase. McDonald's does have free Wi-Fi. Sadly, the Harrell home was robbed and the laptop stolen, so the girl asked her mother if she could be dropped off at the park to play instead. Harrell said yes. She gave her daughter a cell phone. The girl went to the park, a place so popular that at any given time there are about 40 kids frolicking for 2 days in a row. That's
all the easier to pick one off, Ian.
I don't know about that, Johnny Ray. There were swings, a splash pad, and shade. On her third day at the park, an adult asked the girl where her mother was. At work, the daughter replied. The shocked adult called the police. Authorities declared the girl abandoned and proceeded to arrest the mother.
Whoa. I see where this is going, Ian, and it's awful, the infantilizing influence of the state. You know, everyone learns by making mistakes, and when you try and protect people from the world, like the dangerous environs of the playground, you stunt their growth.
When should a child be allowed his or her own volition to go off into the world? Obviously, this girl was comfortable with the idea of going away from mom and going to the playground. She wasn't scared about this. She was there more than one day in a row. And is there an arbitrary age, or should it be when the child's ready, when they're ready to strike out on their own a little bit? You know?
Of course it should be when the child is ready, because each child will be different.
Right. That's how I feel about it.
Now, you said the girl was 9 years old?
That's correct, yes.
I remember when I was eight, it was 1985. Mm-hmm. We were just moving to Asheville, North Carolina, and I remember those days, and I was just going into the sixth grade. I was young, but I was permitted to move around and explore my neighborhood and so forth with my friends.
Absolutely. I remember being, I think, as young as seven when I started coming home to an empty house. Mm-hmm. With my parents both at work. They, you know, trusted me with a key at that point, and, you know, I was able to come in after school, and there would have been nothing at all preventing me from going out and, you know, going down to my friend's house to play or something like that, and then the two of us roaming about wherever we might.
Those trails in the woods around Red Oak and Asheville are still in my dreams today.
Oh, really? You spent so much time there.
Yeah.
So that's not, of course, the only story. Balco continues. We could also lump this one in with a third theme, the criminalization of poverty. The next very similar story comes from Blanchester, Ohio. What started out as a normal Sunday morning for Jeffrey Williamson of Blanchester, Ohio, turned into a nightmare when police officers showed up to his front door and arrested him in front of his family. His crime? Child endangerment, as the authorities described it, because his son skipped church to go play with friends. Boy, I can't tell you how many times I skipped church to go do anything else.
I never skipped church because church was uncommon.
For your family?
So if we were going, then my absence definitely would have been noted.
He now faces up to 6 months in jail. According to Williamson, the local Woodville Baptist Church sends a van to his neighborhood twice a week to offer free transportation to those interested in attending services. Williamson's children ride in the van regularly on Wednesdays and Sundays, and this morning was no different, as his 8-year-old son Justin and siblings said goodbye to their father and left their house to board the van. One problem, Justin skipped church and went to play instead. The young boy stayed in the neighborhood to play with friends and then later ended up at the local Family Dollar store down the road. After police officers were called to the store by a customer who recognized Justin, they took him back to his neighborhood where they proceeded to arrest his father for child endangerment.
I guess they didn't know the whole story about the van, or did the child tell them?
I don't know what the motivation was for these people, whoever they were, to call the police on this young man, or maybe they thought he was lost or something like that, but that still wouldn't make sense. If they knew who he was, why wouldn't they just go talk to him? Hey, Justin, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be at church with, you know, your family? Talk to the kid. I mean, that's not illegal, you know. You can still talk to somebody in public. To call the police seems like a huge jump. A huge leap to calling in a very dangerous group of people when there's no reason for it. There was no indicator that the boy was being harmed or was, you know, at the side of a kidnapper or something like that.
The state enables these busybodies, Ian. They don't have to do the research or the work.
Scary.
They could have called the child's grandfather, and that really would have shamed the father. But they had one phone call to make, only the police, because it's easier for them.
It's so scary. I guess it is easier because you don't have to involve yourself. You are involving yourself in that you're the one who is the creator of the conflict. The bringing of the police is responsible to you if you make that call. And you don't have to do that. There are other options. But those other options involve being more involved, I guess. Not this disinterested party on a cell phone standing in the corner, but actually somebody who would take part in what the situation was.
You actually have to relate to another human being, which is tough for some people.
Williamson, the dad, recounted his interaction with the police officer, stating, "The next thing you know, he comes up to me and he says, 'You're under arrest.' My kids start crying their eyes out, wondering why I'm getting arrested. To make matters worse, as a result of local news coverage of the event, Williamson was fired from his job and remained unemployed for a period of time." Also, not an uncommon story. In a lot of cases, you can just get arrested, and that's reason enough for a company to let you go. And who knows how long he'd been working at that establishment. It doesn't. In a lot of cases, it doesn't matter. People will take a criminal charge, and they'll presume that it's true. Because, well, the police wouldn't arrest somebody who's innocent, would they? And they'll just jump to the conclusion, and they'll just decide, well, we'd rather not have this negative publicity associated with this company, so sorry, Mr. Williamson, we're going to have to let you go.
Public sentiment has changed in our lives about the police because of the internet and the accountability of
changed,
the public surveillance.
Changed against the police, you mean?
Change for... No, yes, against.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. 3733. We have Skype. Skype on into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can reach us online over at freetalklive.com. Something else you can do online is go and get yourself some bitcoins. You've been thinking about it, I'm sure, as the more you hear about Bitcoin, the more exciting it has to be getting with new companies picking up and running with Bitcoin and getting excited on their own volition. We've got, of course, Overstock.com. That's kind of old news at this point. That was around the beginning of this year. More recent news, Dish Networks expecting to accept Bitcoin later on this year. They've officially announced that. Tiger Direct came on earlier this year. Also, Newegg is a recent addition. We've long been partnered with kind of like an affiliate sales position with Newegg. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com to do your Newegg shopping through our links there. Now, I don't know if we get commission if you buy things with Bitcoin at Newegg, but you can buy things with Bitcoin at Newegg, so feel free to go and do that. Hustler.com, the most recent news. They're now accepting Bitcoin and Dogecoin and Litecoin all at Hustler.com, which is amazing. And you can actually get Dogecoin, Litecoin, and Bitcoin, as well as Blackcoin and Darkcoin through ExpressCoin.com. It's very easy, and they really care about customer service. They're looking to meet your needs. You can get cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. Plus, you can now deposit cash at shared branching credit unions. So your credit union, the credit union has to have shared branching. Oh, I said your, it doesn't have to be yours. It just has to be a credit union with shared branching. You go deposit the cash, and then after a little while, you'll get some bitcoins. I think it's usually at least sometime around a business day or so. So check it out.
Rakuten in Japan is the latest news about Bitcoin and different places that they're going to be taking it.
Is that a company?
It's Japanese, and I just got it. I don't. Maybe it's an eBay sort of a thing. You better let me look at it a bit more.
ExpressCoin.com. This is an international currency, Bitcoin. It's very exciting, so go and get yours at ExpressCoin.com. If you're new to Bitcoin, check out WeUseCoins.com to learn more, kind of to learn the basics about what it is. We continue with a piece at the Washington Post by Radley Balco about criminalizing parenting. I got a mom who's been arrested for allowing her daughter to play in the park unsupervised around other kids. By the way, it's not like she was all alone in the park, but even if she was, again, she was okay with it. Her mom was okay with it. You've also got a dad who's arrested because his son, there's a dog in the background here.
She's barking in her sleep.
She is. Anyway.
She's a rabbit.
6 months.
She's protecting you, probably.
Dad is facing up to 6 months in jail over this because his son skipped church to go play with his friends. There's more. Go to Tennessee, the most recent state to make it a felony to use illicit substances while pregnant. A Tennessee woman is the first to be charged under a new state law that specifically makes it a crime to take drugs while pregnant, calling it assault. Mallory Loyola, age 26, was arrested this week after both she and a newborn infant tested positive for meth. According to ABC News affiliate WATE in Knoxville, Loyola is the first person in the state to be prosecuted for the offense. The law, which just went into effect earlier this month, allows a woman to be prosecuted for assault for the illegal use of a narcotic drug while pregnant if her infant is harmed or addicted to the drug.
Well, I think if you believe in the existence of, if you believe in the role of the police, then you have to be okay with this. And insofar as that goes, I am.
You're okay with being charged
with assault for smoking meth while they're pregnant?
That's interesting. What about pot? Sorry about that. We're having technical difficulties here.
I personally would disagree with it, and I think that highlights why it's best.
Disagree with the smoking of pot.
I wouldn't consider that to be assault on the unborn.
Why would you consider smoking meth to be an assault on the unborn? Is there
meth
any
is
evidence?
So much more potent.
Is there any evidence that it does anything
also,
to the children? The crack baby thing was nonsense.
I have no idea.
Well, I'm telling you, the studies done after the fact here, you know, you remember the 80s crack baby scare?
Sure, yeah.
It was nonsense. There's no evidence behind it whatsoever. It was basically speculation and pseudoscience. So, I mean, if you want to look into it, there's information.
Yeah, I remember you guys bringing that up. And I suppose if the empirical data didn't show to me that meth was an assault on the unborn, then I couldn't go along with it. I couldn't go along with prosecuting somebody for assault.
Now, I actually kind of agree with you on this one, Johnny Ray. I think that that how you're treated in the womb should be something that could be actionable later on down the line, just like I think that a baby that is circumcised should be able to take action against parents later on, you know, when they become an adult for basically mutilating their child against its will. I think, the baby's too young to have a decision made like that for it.
This would be a good case for, the concept of micro-governments or free association with your own government, a market in governments, because, some people would be okay in a society where someone was prosecuted for smoking meth and assaulting their child thusly. But at the same time, they wouldn't feel that way about marijuana, and those kind of people could get together if they wanted to.
I think that's true, and I think that ultimately you should have to prove some kind of damage. You should be required to link certain behavior to a certain damage. I'm not doing that. We've got some technical things going on behind the scenes with our board operator there. Thank you for, by the way, thank you to Genesis Communications Network for their excellent production services. We do appreciate that. We're just trying to iron things out. So anyway, back to the story here. This lady is, she's in trouble for allegedly smoking meth. But again, there needs to be proof, I think, that whatever it was that was done was what caused whatever the circumstance, right? So, like, we know about fetal alcohol syndrome. That's a possibility, that somebody should be able to take action on. But other things, obviously there's a chance that your baby's going to come out messed up. Something's going to be wrong. And maybe or maybe it wasn't connected to some sort of chemical use of the mother during pregnancy. I think you'd have a tough time in some cases connecting certain things, but maybe in others it would be a more definite connection. Regardless, according to Balco at WashingtonPost.com, the story is obviously a little different than the others, but if the law and arrest dissuade other pregnant addicts from getting help, the consequences could be quite severe. That's a good point, meaning that if there's a woman who is addicted to drugs and she's pregnant, because just because you get pregnant doesn't mean your drug addiction is going to go away magically. If she's pregnant, she's addicted to drugs, and she wants to get help, then there's a good chance she could be turned in. And or she could be afraid that she'll be turned in, which is not an unreasonable thing for a paranoid drug user to believe.
Yep.
And so therefore she would not seek the help. So therefore she would continue smoking whatever it is she was smoking or drinking because she's not feeling like she can go and get the help that she needs. That's tragic.
Yeah, what she needs is to be able to open up to a doctor about it and get the right medical advice. What happens to a child if a mother starts going through heroin withdrawal? I guess it's not good for the child.
It might be hard for the child to find food to eat if mom is withdrawing from heroin. I mean, mom might just be focused on the withdrawal rather than anything else in her life.
I mean, the unborn.
Oh, yeah, good question. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A little bit more about the criminalization of parenting. And, if somebody's doing something wrong with their kids, I think it's okay to say something. But to put them in a jail cell, there's a tough one.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here and bring up anything that you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you there. We give them all away. You can create the content right on the front page of the website. Submit links from around the web, whatever you think's interesting, fun, outrageous, exciting. You submit it. It appears on our site. Other listeners can then vote on them. You vote them up if you like, down if you don't. It's all based on a Reddit-based system, so you need to have a Reddit account, which is free, and a Free Talk Live account. You link them together in a very simple process, and Free Talk Live will be a good site for you to get interactive with us and other listeners upon. We sure do appreciate that you do at freetalklive.com. PassportsForBitcoin.com is where you want to go if you want to learn about how to get a second passport or to even renounce your citizenship. Last year was an all-time record for people renouncing U.S. citizenship, but it's done all over the world, whether it's governmental intrusion on privacy, protest against foreign policy, to protect your wealth, avoid pointless regulations, onerous taxation, or as a refuge. You might want to get a second passport or even change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at PassportsForBitcoin.com. So clearly they take Bitcoin. That's yet another way that Bitcoins can offer you more freedom. PassportsForBitcoin.com. And speaking of Bitcoin, Johnny Ray, you did a little bit of research. The Rakuten, it is a name I have heard of, but that is all. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Yeah, this is from, it is like Amazon. It is
like a Japanese Amazon?
Yes, like a Japanese Amazon. From the Tokyo Morning Edition, CEO Mikitani forecasts Rakuten to implement Bitcoin.
In a speech, awesome. And this is fresh news? Is breaking? I mean, how new is this?
I think it's from yesterday.
Okay.
In a speech given in Fukuoka City on the 14th, Now, Ian, that word rendered in English characters begins with an F, but the closest noise phonetically that the Japanese have to an F, they actually blow through pursed lips. So instead of saying Fuji, you would say Fuji, like that.
Now,
so,
you know this because you spent a couple years in Okinawa, correct?
Correct.
Excellent.
The CEO of Rakuten, Hiroshi Mikitani, said, among other things, that the Internet revolution is accelerating this year, and I imagine that sooner or later Rakuten will start accepting money in the form of Bitcoin. Hmm. The speech was directed at merchants who operate on the Internet-based virtual Rakuten Marketplace. CEO Mikitani indicated as his reason for forecasting the implementation of Bitcoin that, quote, it is increasingly the case that countries with unstable economies are able to achieve greater security with Bitcoin versus their own currencies. Somebody else was saying that that Rakuten was sixth behind Facebook. Somebody on Reddit was saying that they were sixth behind Facebook in terms of revenues. Furthermore, with regard to the potential of the Internet, Mikitani said that all forms of transacting will come into play, not just watching, reading, and buying. What functions existing things perform will be redefined, and new services will emerge rapidly. As an example, he discussed the possibility of services which allow you to lend out your own room to people in lieu of a hotel room using Facebook as an informational basis of trust. And that kind of relates to that Uber situation that you were talking about.
Yeah, we can talk more about Uber coming up here in a moment. Radley Balco over at WashingtonPost.com is talking about the criminalization of parenting. He also adds, he's kind of summed up a few different articles, which are not uncommon these days at all, about how parents are getting in trouble for a variety of things that should have just been a family issue. They should have just been a family issue and left at that. One of them, a dad who's been arrested because his son skipped a trip to church. Another one is a mom who was arrested for allowing her daughter to play in the park while she was at work. And as Balco links here, he says, if you haven't yet, be sure to read Kim Brooks's essay in Salon about her arrest for leaving her son in the car alone for 5 minutes while she bought a pair of headphones. This is a long essay. There's no way we can share it on the air, but I will link to this article, which links to that essay. And you can read it. She says, I made a split the headline of the article here, the subheadline. I made a split-second decision to run into the store. I had no idea it would consume the next years of my life.
Indeed.
Now, I know that people get upset about the idea of leaving kids out in the car. It's, you know, I can understand that it could be dangerous. You know, if the keys are in the ignition, for instance, the kid could take the car out for a joyride or attempt to take an emergency brake off. Like, I get the concerns.
My brother Drew did that very thing, and the Jeep Grand Cherokee rolled backwards, and I don't know where it went, but I'm sure it was a scary situation.
Were you in it?
I was so young that I don't really remember. It may have even been me and not my brother. He might have had nothing to do with it, but I think it was the middle brother and not myself.
So, you know, if I can, I'll try to learn a little bit more about her story here because it sounds pretty outrageous. But like I said, this is a lengthy essay. So back to Balco. He says that you needn't approve of the parents' actions in any of these cases to understand that dumping them into the criminal justice system is a terribly counterproductive way of addressing their mistakes. And I'm not at all convinced that three of the four stories were even mistakes. The mere fact that state officials were essentially micromanaging these parents' decisions is creepy enough. That the consequences for the wrong decision are now criminal is downright scary. It doesn't benefit these kids in the least to give their parents a criminal record, smear their parents' names in the neighborhood and communities, and make it more difficult for their parents to find a job. And I totally agree. I think that, as we discussed last night on the show in detail, we talked about spanking and sort of verbally abusing a child. There's a lot of problems in people's homes. I mean, every family has their issues, whatever they might happen to be. Some are less desirable homes than others. You know, that's just the way it is. Who gets to decide? Who is it that decides what is a desirable household? What is a healthy, a household that promotes children's maturity and growing up? And, you know, what is it that... Is there one answer? Of course not. There are different answers because every family is different. Every child is different. Every set of parents is different. How one size could possibly fit all is a ridiculous claim. And I don't know if that's what the state agents would claim when pressed, but ultimately that's what a state system is. It's a one-size-fits-all system that doesn't really budge for individual discrepancies, for instances of differences. You know, when a law is written, it's usually written in response to something. So somebody gets hurt or kidnapped or whatever, and, oh, crap, the law didn't address this. We need a new law. So they come up with a new law, and it's very specific in what it allows. A lot of judges, for instance, can't make decisions about sentencing on certain criminal charges because they've been hamstrung by the law and the way it's written, saying they have to sentence a certain minimum. It doesn't matter if the parent didn't hurt the child or if this was an accident or whatever. The law is the law, at least when it applies to us. Of course, when it applies to the government bureaucrats, we find out that it doesn't apply in a lot of cases at all, where you thought that it might. So if you've got a story about being a parent and having the law get involved in your life with your family and your children, you're welcome to share your story with us. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. I'm grateful. I don't think thinking back along my childhood, I don't think the police ever showed up at my parents' house, ever.
Same here.
And I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. When the police or the justice, the court system gets involved with your family, that's bad news for everybody. The police and the judges and so forth are mostly useless people who may or may not have any marketable skills, so they need to do really serious things to prove that, you know,
they're in charge.
Yeah, and they're important people because they can't prove it any other way. Nobody willingly shows them that support. Nobody signals that to them by paying them for the services they do willingly. They take it, and they have to get really serious about this stuff to show that they're how serious they are and how important they are.
Unfortunately, all these stories, almost all of them, had something to do with a snitch. They had something to do with a family member or a friend, usually a neighbor, total stranger, somebody snitching on another parent to the police. And, of course, when the police get called in, you know, they've got the one tool, which is the hammer, and everything looks like a nail, including your kids and your relationship and your family. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there a story where calling the police actually helped the family situation?
Business owners, listen up!
Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a C!
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success! Incorporate your business!
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone who want quick access to our live streams and podcasts. You can go to mlikemobile.freetalklive.com. There's also a link to our webcam on the mobile page as well, so it makes it easy to find us online from your smartphone, m.freetalklive.com. Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio here tonight. We were talking about the criminalization of parenting. Just more disturbing stories in a long line of disturbing stories. One of the worst ones I remember hearing about was the 14-year-old male who was called, the police were called by his grandmother. This was in Florida. He had taken her car for a joyride, as teenagers are wont to do in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an uncommon thing in the world of being a teenager, but calling the police certainly is, at least at some point, was an uncommon response to such a, you know, to such behavior. Now, perhaps it's more common than previously. Anyway, that's what Grandma did in this situation. Little did she know that they were going to arrest her grandson, charge him in the juvenile system, put him into a juvie lockdown, some sort of a juvenile holding cell or center, where he was ultimately killed, allegedly. Was it the guards, I think, that did him in there? Anyway, he lost his life inside that government facility. And that's not the only story like it, where people have called. It doesn't even have to involve children. It can be adults, you know, in a family situation, maybe at a Thanksgiving dinner or something like that, where there's some kind of a dust-up between some members of the family that don't agree with one another. There's some kind of a conflict. The police get brought in to help resolve the conflict, and somebody usually leaves in handcuffs, and they, in a lot of cases, leave with a very different viewpoint on the police at that point.
Yeah, and I would like to add that probably in most cases, I'm not certain of this, but I would say in most cases, police responding to any situation, their humanity is what really drives them, and they do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
However, and it's not that that bad people, that a police officer is always and necessarily a bad person, but the police have to, in order to function, they have to be above the law, because the English language is malleable. Somebody has to be number one. And is it the police or is it is it some lawyers that are prosecuting the police? It has to be somebody at the top and they get their way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the police, and that kind of the incentives that gives them are not incentives that would make them restrain their behavior and not escalate situations unnecessarily and so forth.
We had speaking of escalation, we had a situation with the police here in Keene about a week back or a week or so back, probably almost two at this point, where a man shot himself in Keene. He had the police that were out to get him. They wanted to get him on a violation of probation. Now, he hadn't been alleged to have hurt anyone. He was alleged to have received stolen property, which in a lot of cases I don't think is a crime. Stealing is a crime, but you know, unknowingly receiving stolen property is not. Now, you do have to knowingly receive the stolen property in order for that crime or in order for that charge to stick. But that doesn't mean someone who doesn't know the law won't take a plea deal on something they didn't know was stolen property. They'll just get charged with a crime, and then because they're so scared of the system, they'll take the plea deal. Anyway, in that situation, the guy was allegedly holding a gun to his own chest, and the police showed up with, you know, of course, the maximum level of force possible. I guess I can't say the maximum level of force because they didn't shoot the guy dead on the spot. They, you know, they did wait around and he ultimately killed himself. But they did come out with the Bearcat, this ballistic tank thing that they have. They came out with all their body armor, and I just don't know if that level of intimidation is going to be helpful to a suicidal man. I just don't. Having not been suicidal in the past, I can't say I can relate to it, but I think some people have been through distressing times in their life, and I've certainly been through some distressing times. I don't know about you, Johnny Ray, but I feel like that in those distressing times, I don't think a team of armed men pointing weapons at me and shouting and or however they were addressing the situation would have been helpful.
It's tough to say what the exact ideal response would be. I suppose they knew who he was, and they knew that he was armed going into it. So you know, almost any level, I can't argue any level of protection and firepower I'm not going to argue with, but a marketplace generally does a better job than some city officials or something in determining the appropriate level of force and the appropriate response to these situations.
Let's go to the phones. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us. William is, or Will, rather, in East Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Will.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How you doing?
Hey, Will. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, you know, all this talk about, you know, wars and all the stuff that you see on TV today and, you know, the bombardments in Gaza and all these things that you see. For some reason, it seems that the American Muslim community has Stockholm syndrome, I guess would be the best way to put it.
What is Stockholm syndrome? Can you describe that?
Isn't that where you fall in love with your kidnapper or your oppressor, your slave master? Yeah.
Yep. Now, how is it that the American Muslim, and this sounds like Will from A Muslims for Liberty, am I right about that?
That is correct.
So how is it that the American Muslim community has Stockholm Syndrome? What do you mean by that?
Well, even with the drone bombings that have been going on for almost seven years, even with the ignoring of the plight of the people in Gaza and in Palestine, even with the heightening of the theft from the American public in order to subsidize the Israeli military and economy, even with the, I think now in 11 cases in almost seven years of entrapment where fake terror plots were and young teenage Muslim kids were entrapped by the, you know, this didn't actually happen during Bush's administration. You know, they were rounding people up, but they weren't entrapping teenage kids with fake terror plots. Even with all of this, you still have these things coming out saying, you know, 70% of the Muslim community still supports Obama unquestioningly. And then on top of that, you have,
do you believe that? Do you believe those numbers? I mean, is that your experience as a Muslim?
Well, not in the circles that I run in, not so much. But in the circles that I have exposure to and the people that I know, Absolutely. Anyone who questions him is a racist. Yeah, absolutely. You either love Obama or you're a Republican and want the Republicans to kill the Muslims. Yeah, somehow they kind of ignore the fact that Obama's really kind of doing the same thing.
Well, I'm going to have to let you go, man. We got a really bad connection, but I appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I wasn't aware of a special favoredness of the Muslims for Obama specifically or the Democrats, but I think that any community who maybe comes from another country to the U.S., it's the U.S. has got this functional richness about it because of the way the monetary system is now and how and the concept of the petrodollars and how the U.S. dollar is the currency that's used all over the world.
The reserve?
No, that's not the word I'm looking for. It'll come to me later, but it makes us and what we've been able to do printing our own wealth. You just don't want to question. You don't want to kill the golden goose. But it's just an accident of history, I think, that we've had this status for a little while, and it's things like Bitcoin are going to kill it. And Ian, I say to you, be prepared, brother.
For the Bitcoin, for the death of the old system,
the dollar collapse,
the old ways.
Yeah,
you know, I'm ready, baby. Bring it on. Let's go. I've still got some dollars, obviously, because they're still useful to some extent today. But you know, I think it's an important idea to diversify what you have. So have some Bitcoin, have some silver, perhaps maybe some gold. I still think that precious metals are a good way to store value against the dollar, because you never know what's going to happen with Bitcoin and all. You know, you also don't know what's going to happen with gold or silver, but historically gold and silver have done a good job of kind of keeping up with the inflation of the dollar. Now, Bitcoin could far outpass them and surpass them, and it has, I think, over the last couple of years, no doubt. Bitcoin's been an amazing almost meteoric rise, but of course it's uncharted territory, while gold and silver are fairly well charted at this point.
Now, we were talking about Muslim Americans and their love for Obama. Do you know anything about that?
No, but I'll take Will's word for it. I mean, he's connected to the community, so I believe what he has to say. Maybe we can get him on another night with a better connection or bring him on Skype or something like that. Our toll-free number here for you to bring up anything you want is 855-450-FREE. Johnny Ray is going to tell us about voting coming up next.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance, because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works. Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.